Okay, this is Jim Armstrong. Welcome to the Rapid Launch 2008. We're doing the eighth module, Autopilot Marketing. And today we have Jeff Troyer of Automatic Response Technologies on the line. And Jeff is the Vice President of Sales and Business Development for ART. And prior to that, Jeff spent a lot of years as an independent marketing consultant to a variety of companies, as well as 6 years as national sales manager for Oakley, the largest and most influential sports eyewear manufacturer in the world. And Jeff is with us today because he's going to talk about some very simple technologies that thousands of business owners across the country are using to increase their profits, free up time, and save money. So, Jeff, welcome to the call, and thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim.
Okay. Well, now you're... company was built on delivering pre-recorded messages and voice broadcast for other businesses. How did you get into the technology of lead generation and client nurturing?
Well, Jim, it seems so long ago, but way back in 1989, actually, our founder and president, Brad Cheatham, he was doing business as a real estate broker way back then, and everybody at that time seems like today even, was struggling to make a living, and they were cold calling and door knocking, working around the clock, you know, trying to find customers. And I remember talking to Brad about that, and he said, you know, Jeff, what I really want is three things. I want to try to figure this out. I want to find a way to differentiate myself from every other real estate agent out there whose advertising all look the same. Everybody's ads out there would say, in essence, you know, call me, I'm the best, I'm the most experienced, I've won the most awards, I'm the most honest, you know, and so forth. And so let's put this in the language of floor covering. If you open up any yellow page book or look at any floor covering ad, you're going to see either some or all of the following words or adjectives. You're going to see lowest rates and fastest service and free quotes and trusted and friendly and 100% satisfaction and all these things. And see, if everybody
along with pretty photos of the
pretty
floor,
photos.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Kind of me too. What you're describing is me too marketing.
Absolutely. And if everybody is claiming and saying the same thing, the only criteria the consumer has in choosing you over somebody else then becomes price, and you become a commodity, and that's the last thing you want to do, and that's the last thing Brad wanted to do. So he had to figure out how to change that. The second thing that he wanted to do was he wanted to quit spending money on advertising that just wasn't working, but he didn't know how to track it. He didn't know how to track every piece that went out and see if it worked or not. And the third thing is he wanted a way to be able to sift and sort and screen out all the people who were going to waste his time, because there was a lot of that going on. So he thought, you know, wouldn't it be great if there was some sort of automated way to do this? Because the time that would save him would allow him to then go spend his time on things within his business that really were the most important aspects of building it. So he said, you know, the first thing I realized is the first thing that I need to do with a prospect is I have to find a way to attract them, and I have to find a way to compel them to call me. So what he did, he came up with a pretty cool idea. He came up with the idea of running ads in the real estate classifieds that basically said, call my 24-hour free recorded message, enter in an extension, and hear pressure-free recorded information on the different properties that he was trying to sell. And he was amazed at not only how many people would call and listen to these free recorded messages, but how many would call at all hours of the day and night, 2 and 3 in the morning. So it really was 24 hours. And at this point, he realized the response from his advertising was going through the roof. Now, that was all well and good, but he, at that time, faced the challenge that a lot of business owners face, and that is dealing with this ongoing balancing act between getting new business, you know, through lead generation, while at the same time maintaining contact with his current clients. And while his free recorded messages were solving the lead generation problem, he now had to figure out how to automate all of his client contacts. So he began using a new technology at that time called voice broadcast to send out pre-recorded, warm, nurturing messages simultaneously to the answering machines and live pickups of his entire client base once a month. It took like a couple of minutes of his time to do it, but the result was he started getting a 2 to 3 time increase in his repeat and referral business. So let's go back to free recorded messages.
Okay.
As he started marketing this way, all of his friends began asking him, how are you doing this? What in the world are you doing? We're out there beating our heads trying to generate business, and how are you doing this? So what he did is he kind of put two and two together, created a business out of his idea, which today, 19 years later, is helping thousands of businesses across the U.S. and Canada completely automate all their marketing. Now, I read a really great quote that said, the sole purpose of business is to create and keep customers. And you know, no matter how complicated we try to make it, that's really what it boils down to. And the problem is that most businesses concentrate on one or the other. They're very good at getting new business to come in the door, but they're not very good at nurturing their clients, or vice versa. So what we're going to be talking about in this call, Jim, is a way to simplify everything by completely automating the process of attracting motivated, qualified prospects and then nurturing them until they become advocates who refer others to you. And so that's a little bit about our history and how we actually got into the technology of lead generation and client nurturing.
Okay. Well, you said a couple of key things, getting clients and keeping them. And you're absolutely right. It tends to be one or the other. And what it tends to be is getting. The nurturing end of it overwhelmingly is what tends to get ignored. And now everybody on this call is an Inner Circle member, and they're head and shoulders above all the other floor dealers in the area because they know this stuff and they know things that their competitors don't even think about.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're constantly moving towards the client nurturing because it's so much more expensive to get a new client than to just keep one that you already have.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to get into all of that today. So now, one of the things that I teach the Inner Circle members, Jeff, is that there's three magic words that they can add to dramatically increase response to any website, newspaper ad, newsletter, postcard, any kind of marketing medium, and those three words are free recorded message.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us why free recorded messages are so powerful as a lead generation tool, and tell us about some of the industries and clients who are currently getting great results from this kind of technology.
Well, for doing this for the better part of 19 years, we found, again, like you said, the three most powerful words in advertising really are free recorded message. It's been proven that when you use these words, we call them magic words, in your print advertising, you can really, literally increase your response by 3 to 5 times. In fact, the Direct Marketing Association, which we use quotes from them a lot, they ran a survey a number of years ago, and they found that 83% of the population would rather dial a telephone number and hear a free recorded message than speak with a live salesperson. And they gave three reasons. Two are pretty obvious. No sales pressure and 24-hour access. But the number one reason that they gave that was even more so than that was that there's a perception on the part of the prospect that the information that's being delivered via a recorded message was more accurate, trustworthy, and believable than that delivered by a live person who, when you think about it, could change their message or their sales pitch at any time, depending on how the conversation was going. You see, when a message is recorded, people are really more apt to believe the credibility of it because it's out there in a recorded format for everybody to hear. Now, another great benefit is that it's allowing the caller to get to know you. They're hearing your voice, they're hearing your tonality, they're hearing your sincerity, and they're hearing how you can help them. Roy Williams, who's a direct marketer, he wrote a best-selling book series called The Wizard of Ads. And in that book, he said, if you want to persuade the world, you need to use the human voice. Mm-hmm. So all that ice-breaking stuff that has to go on in the initial stages of a relationship is being done for you, so that when the prospect eventually does talk to you, it's kind of like you've known each other forever. Here's the best way to actually describe this process. If you think of your free recorded message as a giant funnel, where everybody who has seen your ad and is compelled to call your free recorded message comes right into your funnel. Now, they're all going to have varying degrees of interest. Some are going to be curious, some are going to be very serious, and some are going to have almost no interest at all. So if you've done your job, what they're going to do, they're going to pick up your phone, they're going to call your free recorded message number, and they're going to hear your personal greeting, they're going to be prompted to enter an extension number, so that they can then listen to maybe your consumer awareness message or your free report offer or any number of other topics that you had. So what you've done is you've attracted your prospects, you've compelled them to call your free recorded message and come into your funnel. Now, the cool thing is your free recorded message now does all the work for you. It delivers your educational message, whatever message, perfectly every single time. So the next thing you want to do is you now want to sift, sort, and screen out all the people who would normally waste your time. And these, of course, are the tire kickers, the, you know, those who use you for information and then go somebody else, you know, go somewhere else. And the fact of the matter is that most businesses spend way too much time and way too much money attracting and working with unqualified people when they could be spending time with prospects who really want what they have, you know, right now. So
sure.
Here's an example of how that works. After a prospect listens to your complete recording, there's four different ways that they can interact with you. They can press zero to direct connect to you at any number you wish. They can leave you a message, at which time you can be paged a number of different ways, so you'll know instantly that they called, instantly get their message. They can enter another extension. So let's say that you've listed a menu of other services that you provide, or free reports or consumer awareness messages. They can access any of those. They can even get a fax on demand. So if you have a price list or anything in print that you want to provide to them, if you have a price list, a list of services, testimonials, any forms they might need to fill out, free reports, all that can be instantly faxed to them. So now that you've done that, now that they've interacted with you in any of those ways, you have really sifted and sorted and screened them out, and you're going to be left with what we call ready-to-act shoppers who are, they're pre-interested, they're pre-motivated, they're predisposed to using your service or buying from you, and that's the beauty. Now, as far as the different industries that use our services, for over 19 years now, real estate agents, that's how we got started in the business, was real estate agents and mortgage lenders, carpet cleaners. We have so many different testimonials from people like, we have a carpet cleaner, for example, that was spending between $450 to $500 a month on two Yellow Page ads, and they were, you know, like you said, Me Too ads, generic, bland ads, and he was getting a lot of calls. He might get 25, 30 calls a day, which was a lot. But here's the thing, 99% of those people that were calling him were asking him, how much do you charge and why are you so expensive?
Yeah.
So he'd have...
Tire kicker
yeah,
calls.
Totally. So he would have to spend an average of 15 minutes with each person, you know, educating, selling, convincing, and in the end, he only sold 5% of them. So what he did, completely changed his ad. He went from a big quarter-page ad down to about a business card-size ad, and it was a direct response ad that said, basically, warning, do not call a carpet cleaner until you listen to this 24-hour free recorded consumer awareness message on choosing the right cleaner. Call 1-800, you know, 555-1212. So he ran that ad, and since that's happened, now he gets maybe about half the calls, 12 to 15 calls a day, but here's the difference. Now, 99% of those people calling him are calling him to set up an appointment, not to ask him questions, because his recorded message wound up doing all the work for him. It did the educating, the compelling, and all of that. So now they're ready to take action when they call him.
Well, that's got the added benefit, too, of they're listening to that, like you said earlier, Jeff, they're listening to a message that you have committed to an audio form, so they know you're not just, you know, changing it to suit whatever you think it'll take to close the sale with, you know, a live salesperson. They know that you're committing to everything that you're saying on that, so there's that credibility factor, too.
Yeah, people don't, they may not consciously think of that. They subliminally think of that, I think, and they go, "Wow, well, if it's in a recorded format, it must be true." It's like going to the, it's like reading something in print. Why do you think, you know, it's so funny that publications like the Weekly World News and the National Enquirer and all these tabloids, you know, they sell millions and bazillions of copies because people think that, well, it's got to be true. You know, it's right here in print.
It's the
same with a recorded message. other services, I mean house cleaning services, chiropractors, information marketers, auto repair shops. We have tons of insurance agents. You name it, across the board, restaurants, air duct cleaners, you know, network marketers, nutritionists, musicians, you know,
sure.
across the board. Those are any business that advertises and is trying to educate the public on why they should use them in a manner in which attracts people rather than repelling them can use free recorded messages. That's why they're so powerful as a lead generation tool, along with a lot of the different industries that are getting great results.
Fantastic. Well, you know, one of the things that I teach is creating a zero-resistance sales environment. You know, I have over 27 strategies that I teach, and
yeah.
and one of those is the consumer education, which you've kind of alluded to, and, you know, all the Inner Circle members have the Consumer's Guide to Floor Covering, and it educates, you know, the consumer on, you know, the pitfalls of shopping by low price, bait and switch stuff, and all the other things that consumers can fall prey to.
Oh, yeah.
And why it's so important to choose a floor dealer that they can trust. So what are your thoughts on using a recorded version of the Consumer's Guide to educate clients and potential clients, and where do you recommend using those three magic words, free recorded message?
Hmm. Well, I heard a while back, I heard a great definition of direct response marketing. Basically, the definition was direct response marketing is a pressure-free marketing method that positions you in the mind of the consumer as an expert rather than a salesperson, and thus eliminates the possibility of being perceived as a commodity where price becomes the only determining factor as to whether a sale is made, and that is so true. One of the biggest things, Jim, that you want to accomplish with a prospect is you want to educate and build trust with them. In fact, the number one consumer concern, according to a Gallup poll, was who can I trust? A free recorded message positions you in the mind of the consumer as an expert. It eliminates the possibility, as I mentioned before, of being perceived as a commodity. It allows you to create rapport with people by talking to them one-on-one. They can get to know you. In fact, I don't know if most people know this, but the most effective sales and communication tool in the whole world is your own voice. Now, how awesome would it be to have a prospect listen to a recorded version of your Consumer's Guide to Floor Covering, for example?
Sure.
Where they're going to be able to hear you share with them, you know, like you said, the four predatory sales tactics, the seven costly misconceptions about floor covering, and the five questions you should ask any dealer before you agree to anything. Now, where do I recommend using the three magic words, free recorded messages? The answer really is anywhere and everywhere that you advertise. It doesn't matter if it's newsletters or flyers or postcards, classifieds, display ads, yellow pages, door hangers. You leave it up to your imagination as to where you would put that. So in other words, the answer is everywhere and anywhere that you advertise, you always want to use the words free recorded message. So those are my thoughts really on using a recorded version of the Consumer's Guide, which would be just phenomenal to educate clients and potential clients, and then absolutely using free recorded messages anywhere and everywhere.
Well, in Module 8 is a script that is to be used as the recorded version,
mm-hmm.
and it's basically kind of an edited down version of the written Consumer's Guide.
Oh yeah,
and what, you know, I think what everyone needs to take with them is you can take any media that you're using, and for zero additional cost, add the little blurb, you know, free recorded message, call to get the, you know, five questions to ask, the costly misconceptions, and so forth, in a little box, and you're just going to bump response.
Yep.
You can do an ad, and we have them on the website that are totally dedicated to promoting the free recorded message, so that you can do that, but you can also do where it's part of a bigger ad scheme, so to speak.
Right.
So
exactly, it's great.
Put it everywhere. It doesn't cost you any extra to do it, and you're going to pick up extra business. You're going to get an extra bump in response from that. Even the people that listen to it and don't leave a message, they're still hearing it.
Yep.
And they're still, that credibility is being built. And automatic response technologies has, you know, it'll track how many hits you're getting even from people who don't leave a message.
So you can, yeah, we'll talk about that later too.
Okay.
But yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Well, talk about the auto voice responder and why that's such an effective tool, and if there is any, you know, with the do not call registry, if there's any impact on that tool as well.
Well, and we'll talk more about some of the, you know, later on, some of the new rules that have come down the road having to do with, and that touches on voice broadcast. We'll get to that in a little bit too. But let me talk a little bit about Auto Voice Responder. Auto Voice Responder is a very, very cool feature that we have that comes with your on-demand marketing line, which is the free recorded message line. Let me pose a question out there that a lot of people aren't aware of. You know, most people don't know what the number one complaint is of the public when it comes to dealing with companies that provide a service. And the number one complaint is that no one ever returns my calls. Well, let's say that a prospect leaves you a message on your free recorded message line. Now check this out. This is really cool. One of the features that you would have available to you with your free recorded message line is called Auto Voice Responder, or AVR. Here's what it does. Let's say that a prospect listens to your free recorded message and then leaves you a message wanting you to call them back, and then they hang up. 15 seconds later, their phone rings back, and they pick it up and say hello, and they hear you. And it's a customized recording that you did for that extension. It might sound something like this. Hey, it's Dave Smith. I wanted to thank you for calling and leaving me a message. Currently, I'm helping another client to get the floor covering of their dreams, but as soon as I can break away, I'll get back to you ASAP. Wow.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that is what we would call an instant gratification wow experience. And what's so great about it is if someone is shopping you, it tends to stop them in their tracks because they've never had an experience like this. And first of all, they're wondering, how did you do this? That is the coolest thing. And so no one else out there is doing that. It's an instant follow-up. Now, if they do not leave you a message, then you can still program it to call them back because they did originally call you. And you can say, if you want, you can say, hey, it's Dave Smith. Hey, I wanted to thank you for calling, regarding my free report entitled whatever. I see you didn't have an opportunity to leave a message. Perhaps this particular report wasn't exactly the right fit. But as a courtesy, I did want to let you know that I have two other reports that might make more sense. So if you like more information on those, you can either press zero to speak with me directly, or you can, you know, leave me a message.
Oh, that's great. So you're hitting back the people who even kind of tested the water but didn't leave a message. They're still getting that instant.
Yeah, and you're doing it automatically, and you're doing it instantly. And so basically you're saying, hey, before I let you get away forever, I would be remiss if I didn't let you know about this and this and this. And so it's a very, very, very cool tool. So that's why I think that, you know, Auto Voice Responder is a very powerful follow-up tool, a tremendous time saver. It's automated, and people that use it just love it. So it's an awesome tool.
So you've got one message for if they leave a message, and then
yep.
another message for if they don't leave a message.
That's right.
Excellent.
And it's custom to each recording. So maybe you're offering a free report, so you reference that. Hey, I wanted to thank you for calling and ordering my free report. Hey, I want to call you and thank you for requesting a quote. Hey, you know, whatever it may be.
Sure.
So it's great.
Yeah, and it is. It's tailored to whatever they called in about. Your auto voice responder is gonna dovetail with that. So
yes, exactly.
And, yeah, and your computers know whether they hung up or whether
yep.
they left a message, and they're gonna get the appropriate thing. So
yeah,
very
I don't know
cool.
how they do it here. I don't know how they set that up. That's up to them, but it's pretty amazing.
Okay. You know, a ton of my strategies, Jeff, are testimonial driven.
Yeah.
Talk about the testimonial eavesdrop line.
Well, this is a great way for people to call and listen to the actual comments of people who've actually done business with you. And as you said, I know your system is completely testimonial driven, and I know that you use written testimonials, audio, and even video testimonials. But the reason they're so important is because no matter how eloquent you are, at selling your services, it's always 10 times more effective coming from someone else. We call that the power of social proof. What a real, live, past client says about your store, and even if they stammer and stutter on, in the recording, it's better than, than anything that you could ever do. And in fact, it's better if the audio is not perfect. It's far more powerful than any, the slickest full-color ad when it comes to convincing a prospect to use you. That's why it's so great. So you can
like you said, just to interject here, a testimonial written on a piece of, binder paper torn out of a notebook is actually going to do more selling for you than the slickest brochure.
Oh yeah.
And the most amateur, stammering, stuttering audio testimonial is going to be far more effective than hiring a slick actor to come on a television ad and say great things about you.
That's right.
So,
well, and here's how you would use this. You can actually collect voice testimonials by setting up a 24-hour recorded message line on an extension and have your clients call in and leave their testimony right on that extension. Then what you do is, they'd leave a message, and then you'd collect maybe four or five of those. They'd all be messages, and then you just give us a call. And what we do, we'll edit all those messages together, put them all on one extension that the prospects can then call and listen to. So you'd have so you might run an ad that has a menu of extensions with different services shown, but one of them says what others are saying about us. So they would call up and they would hear testimony after testimony. Remember, I think it was, what was it? It might have been Dan Kennedy or someone else who had said, what others say about you is 1,000 times more powerful than anything you could say about yourself, even if you were 1,000 times more eloquent.
Yep.
So I love that. So that's why the testimonial eavesdrop line is such a great tool.
Now, let's say we've got members, this is something, I don't know if we've talked about this, Jeff. Let's say they've got an audio CD that already has testimonials, or they've got it on their website, or they've collected it in some other manner rather than through it. Can they send you a CD or something and have you upload it that way as well?
Sure. They could send us a CD. They could upload it to us like as an MP3 file, and we'll just let us know what extension they want to put it on, and if they have a group of testimonials together, we'll just take that recording and put it on whatever extension they wish. Like, we can easily do that.
Yep. Okay, fantastic. Because I give a couple of different strategies for gaining testimonials, and so that gives you a good, anybody listening to this, if you've got a bunch of testimonials and audio that, they don't have to have called ART to get them on there. You can send them to ART and they'll upload them for you. So
sure, absolutely, we can do that.
Yep, okay. So one of the strategies that I also teach is using the free recorded message to help eliminate all the headaches and hassles and stress of recruiting employees, salespeople, installers, admin staff and all that.
Sure.
And in the 8th module of the Rapid Launch, I actually give detailed instructions on how to do this. So what I want to do is real quickly, Jeff, run through it and then get your comments on it if I can.
Sure, sure, absolutely.
So, it's an ongoing issue. If you're building a business and trying to expand, you need a team. And we teach, delegation, having your business so that it's system dependent rather than owner dependent. And that means you need a team. And finding those team members can, doing it the traditional way can be a challenge, just running an ad and doing an endless bunch of interviews and hoping you get the right person. So one of the things that I teach is basically you run a small classified ad in the newspaper or other publications for whatever position you're trying to fill. And there's sample ads in Module 8 that you can look at.
Yeah.
The ad doesn't mention the company name. It's a very small ad that drives the prospective employee to the pre-recorded message.
Mm-hmm.
So it has the benefit of also being very inexpensive because it's just a very small little ad. On the message, then, is a lengthy description of the company, still no company name, and a list of qualifications, what you're looking for. And there's a script, again, in the manual for leaving this message. You can tweak it for any position in your company, any mm-hmm. team member. Now, at the end of the message, the what you want to do with this strategy is leave precise yet potentially confusing instructions. So you say, don't fax your resume to, and then put your fax number, mm-hmm. and don't email your resume to, and leave your email. Only FedEx me a two-page letter, not a resume, to a P.O. box that you have set up.
Hmm.
And leave a message at the end of this recording telling me why you think you're right for this job. So what's going to happen is it automatically weeds out the people you don't want, people who can't listen or follow instructions,
yeah.
and then you only wind up interviewing the people who do exactly what you tell them. And, you know, I had one member comes to mind who did this, and he got like 50 people who responded to his ad. He needed an admin person, mm. and he ran the ad, did it exactly like I just described. He had 50 people respond, but only about 6 of them did it the way that he wanted or left a message that sounded, you know, intelligent and
wow.
thoughtful. And so he only wound up interviewing 6 people out of the 50.
Wow.
And yeah, and so the last, and he did that, I think he scheduled in 1 day or 2 days, he interviewed them, and within 10 days to 2 weeks, he'd found his person and spent maybe, you know, 3 or 4 hours interviewing people. I don't know exactly how much time, but very inexpensive, very automated, and it worked great for him. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, Jeff, what are your thoughts on using the free recorded message to recruit, you know, team members? And do you have any additional thoughts or tips on that?
Well, first of all, I love the your precise yet potentially confusing instructions. That's brilliant. I love that. Don't fax me your resume and don't – that's great. That's
okay.
Great. It makes a lot of sense. Well, and that's an awesome way to use free recorded messages. In fact, almost everybody that works here at ART has come to us via a free recorded message. What's great about this is, as you mentioned, you simply run an ad inviting people to call, free recorded message, where they're, like you said, you're going to be able to hear all about your company, what you have to offer, the type of person you're looking for, and then they're going to be able to leave a message where they can tell you a little bit about themselves and why they feel they would be uniquely qualified for the job. And I think, as you know, as most people know, you can find out a lot about a person, a lot more about a person by how they communicate and how good they are at articulating. And it really, I think, makes sense, and it's very easy for an employer to be able to sift through all those messages and determine who they want to invite in for the initial interview. It becomes a huge time saver. In fact, whenever we run an ad for, you know, customer support or IT or whatever, we might get, you know, 30 or 40 calls, the people who've left messages. And so what we do is we sit down, and I swear in 10 seconds, you know, you can tell if this is the right person by how they come across, especially if we're dealing with someone that we want as customer support. So we just go through and we listen and we go, nope, nope, nope.
Yep, exactly.
Yes, maybe, yes, yeah, you know. And it cuts down so much time in terms of who you eventually want to bring in for the first, you know, sit-down face-to-face interview. And I think preceding it with your potentially confusing instructions and then having them, you know, leave the message is a brilliant 1-2 punch. So it's a great method to use. You're using automation to save time. You're going to know right off the bat, you know, who you want talking on the phone, and it's going to cut down, as I mentioned, on the number, I think, of wasted people you talk to, resulting in better quality employees overall. So it's great.
Well, I tell you, Jeff, I have done so many interviews, you know, hiring team members where I didn't use this strategy, and
right.
I sit down, and in the first minute, I know, wrong person. But I can't, you can't really say, sorry, pal, you know, leave because you're wasting my time after 1 minute. You kind of have to go through the motions now.
You do.
And you've just shot an hour, half an
sure.
hour, whatever. So this, because, you know, in the floor covering business, everybody on the team interacts with your customers, your clients. It's rare that you've got a, you know, that you're going to have a position where they'll never be in contact
oh, yeah.
with your clients. So hearing that human voice, that there's some warmth, there's some articulation there, that is so, even if they're technically good at what they do,
sure,
how they speak and how they interact with people is critical. So, again, just more reasons to do this kind of time saving and sifting and sorting for team members.
I also heard a great quote where it said, I can't remember who said it, but it said, if you work for a company, you are in sales, basically.
I agree.
Meaning that it doesn't matter if you are in clerical, admin, HR, you know, whatever, you are in sales in some capacity because you are representative either on the phone or to other people or whatever of who your company is. And so very important. You're right.
Well, you know, another simple to use technology that we talked about a little bit earlier for client nurturing, and again, this is for previous clients, is voice broadcast. And it's inexpensive, and it's a personal way for businesses to keep in contact with their clients. So, Jeff, talk about voice broadcast, how it works, and how businesses are using it to stay connected to their past clients.
Well, this kind of part of the call is all has to do with customer nurturing, which is keeping the customers that you already have. And I don't know if you knew, I don't know if most people know out there that, you know, most businesses spend 90% of their time trying to get new clients while virtually ignoring the clients they have. And they don't do it on purpose. They've just never had a system in place to automatically stay in touch the way that they should. I'll go back to another quote that the Direct Marketing Association said where they said 9 out of 10 clients buy another product or use another service from someone else because they don't remember who you are.
Now think about that for a minute.
Yep.
It's not 9 out of 10 because the previous company did a lousy job.
Sure.
Or because they blew it or because they ticked them off. 9 out of 10 because they forgot who the heck they were. I mean, that could be solved just by sending them a postcard once a month saying, hey, it's me. Remember when you're ready again. You know what I'm saying?
So well, exactly. A true story. My